the voice of God. And I was listening to this song today, and my God, it was so beautiful. Today we are speaking on emotions, and the way we react is like we are speaking, we are passing a message across. And when someone is speaking, there's always a resultant effect. Is it that the person that you are speaking to accepts what you say, which is well received, or it bounces back? So how do we manage our emotion as believers? You're welcome to another episode of the Christian Authors Podcast. And I'm your host, Victory. It's an honor, a pleasure to have you join us today. As our normal ritual, which started in the previous episode, I will be playing you a song. And this song, you know, I love beautiful songs. So this song is very beautiful. And if you know Jeremy Camp, you know that is a good gospel singer. If you've listened to his song, I Still Believe, if you haven't, please just go to YouTube or anywhere and download this song. You will enjoy every bit of it. So I'll be playing the song Whatever May Come, because sometimes our emotions might come in a way whereby we are not so ready to accept what is bringing to us. So the song is just dwelling on the fact that whatever may come your way as a believer, just know that God is with you, is always there by your side, and is always there to hold you on and letting you know that you are not going to fall. So whatever may come, always know that your emotions, you have the right to be in control and be in charge. So love it. Apoyemi will be asking the questions, and you get to enjoy every bit of this episode. So thank you very much for joining us today. Please ensure that you visit our website for many amazing articles to read for the week. Thank you very much. Bye. I hope you enjoy this episode and all the songs of this playlist. Thank you very much.
Whatever I face, whatever the fear, whatever the cost, you always draw near. Whatever the pain, whatever may come, whatever may fall, your love overcomes. Your love overcomes. I will call upon you. Whatever I face, you are with me. I will fall on my knees. For every heartbreak, you will hold me. You will hold me. Oh. Whatever I face, whatever the fear, whatever the cost, you always draw near. Whatever the pain, whatever may come, whatever may fall, your love overcomes. Your love overcomes. I will call upon you. Whatever I face, you are with me. Heartbreak, you will hold me. You will hold me. Every wall will break, all the darkness shake, all the joy will be renewed. So every knee let's bow, raise a victory shout, for the King will make things new. Every mountain moved, every lie be loosed, for your banner we're lifting high. For neither death nor height, nor any life could ever cast your love aside. Every wall will break, all the darkness shake, all the joy will be renewed. upon you, whatever I face.
Good day, Ella, and thanks for accepting the invite to be interviewed. So, can you tell us about yourself?
Hello, lovers. Thank you for this opportunity. I am Ella Obans, the CEO and director of the best academy of our time, known as VITAWU. VITAWU is an acronym for Valerous Intelligent Thrillers Academy. Writers. In this academy, we are so passionate about upcoming writers and those who are already writers who intend to earn. So thereby, what we do there is more of coaching. We teach writers how to write professionally and how to earn like professionals. More than that, we also engage in book publication consultancy, book reading. We help you groom an excellent reading habit, transcription, writing, whatever that concerns writing, book publication, put on Amazon and every other platform, and we help people discover who they truly are. We also engage in self-discovery, because for any writer to be able to write very well and earn very well, they must have discovered themselves, and they must have known who truly they are and what they want to write about. Also, I am known as Purpose Driver. Some of my students call me that because I am so passionate about the youths. I am so intentional about it. Hence, I am always at anyone's neck, especially the youths, to ensure that they get their purpose, they understand their life purpose, why they are living despite their past mistakes. I am a lover of Christ, I love God, and I know He loves me too. And I don't hesitate to introduce Him to anyone around me. I am so proud to be called a Christ ambassador. It's a wonderful title I am not ashamed to bear. Thank you.
Wow, that was an expository one. So, what inspired you to write the book, Be the CEO of Your Emotions?
All right, thank you so much for that wonderful question. Be the CEO of Your Emotions is a book that was birthed out of passion. I so much love humanity, and their mental well-being is my utmost concern. And I so much believe that mental health equates a successful life. Hence, I am so passionate about seeing everyone be able to handle their emotions. But far more than that, it came as an inspiration from God on the 10th day of October 2019. Yeah, when this came, I was not so much an excellent writer. I don't know anything. You know, when God told me you're going to write the book in this aspect, I was like, but God, what do I know? Just like Moses. But at the long run, He made me understand that He won't leave me alone. And I was almost trying to pick myself up. I've already picked myself up. I'm already doing something better with my life. but it seems I'm still struggling with it. God was like, okay, you are going to pick it up from here. I'm going to pick it from your story. You are going to pick it up from here. Let the world hear you. The world needs to hear the story. There are a lot of people who have far worse story than this, and they need to come off it. So I have been toyed emotionally. My emotions have been toyed with numberless time. I can't seem to go into details now, but I lost my mom very early stage of my life. I used to be a very sick kid. It was so severe that everybody have given up on me, including myself. I was just waiting for the day I'll die. But my mom was there. She believed that I can still live. And to God be the glory, I'm still living. But you know what? It seems I died the next time in this life. I died the second time in this life, because after some years, I was trying to get back on my feet as a kid. I lost my mom, so it was it is a devastating situation for me. I couldn't cope. I had no other friend except mom, so that was one of the inspiration that helped me write the book. And most people might read my book and see that I lost close to two love relationships. They'll be like, are you the first person that lost relationship? Actually, it hurt me most. It affected my well-being so much, because I thought all I needed was someone to love me, but I don't know that all I needed was to heal first, to understand myself first. I know what? I am so glad it happened. I have no regrets for that.
Wow. Wow. That's a great one. Considering that by this time last year, you didn't know anything about writing, and just within a year interval, you've bettered a new book. That's awesome. Okay. The next question here says that, seeing that many people battle with emotional instability and it influences their conduct, tell us how people can be the master of their emotions.
All right. Okay. Before I answer that, I would like to chip in something. It's not really like I started writing last year. I've been writing for close to 4 years, if not more. And I already have a lot of people that are following me, but deep down, I know that I don't know where I'm heading to. I am just doing it for the fun of it. But the intentionality came into it. Being intentional came into it late last year. October, especially November. So hence this book was baited. So the question, how can people attain emotional mastery? After a long research and life experience, of course, I understood that emotional mastery is first thing of the mind. You know, if you don't decide to be master of your emotion, it will be very difficult despite what all you know. Take for instance, a bachelor that wants to get married to someone, he or she can only start the marital rites and every other thing that concerns it when the lady have given consent to it. It's more like an agreement. Okay, I want to marry you. Same applies to emotions. If you are not ready to be the master of your emotions, you cannot be, because being the emotional mastery is an intentional act. It's not something that just happens subconsciously. You have to do it consciously. Take for instance, in my book, I was talking about the importance of anger and how to tame anger, not to be led by anger, because emotions are meant to be responded to and not reacted to. So you can only respond to an emotion when you understand it first, and when your mind is there first. Until your mind is ready to understand what is actually going on, until then, you cannot be able to be the master of emotion. So first of all, it is the thing of the mind. Once your mind is set to be the master of emotions, every other thing works together. Even the knowledge you get from every other source, my book or every other source that gives knowledge on emotional mastery.
All right. Thank you so much for clarifying that. Yes. Thank you. Said emotional mastery is something you have to be intentional about. Reminds me of this song by Travis Green. Is intentional. So yes, thank you for that.
Have you ever had emotional disorders while growing up? And if you've been there, I mean that state of emotional disorder, what specific way were you able to overcome that phase of your life?
All right, thank you so much for that. I have been emotionally disordered, or I have experienced emotional catastrophe while I was growing up. Yeah, I experienced isolation and a kind of rejection from my peers, owing to the fact that I look malnourished due to the ailment I talked about initially. So a lot of people despise me. I couldn't go into school. I wasn't enrolled in the school earlier, or like I was up to 8 years old before I could join the primary school. I was never in the nursery school. I was never in the kindergarten rather. So how was I able to overcome it? First of all, I have someone who was always there to listen to me, who was always there to sympathize with me and encourage me, and that person was my mom. So when she left, I understood that to overcome this threat and this struggle is not, it hasn't really ended. And I think that's not the best solution. By having someone who's ever there to encourage you, I took responsibility. And initially it wasn't intentional, because I have to go in search of knowledge. I wanted to understand who truly I am. I get to imbibe to know more about humanity. I get to learn about temperaments. So I understood that there is a category of temperament I fall into, and I understood why I do a whole lot of things and why I don't do a whole lot of things, and why some things irritate me and why some things doesn't interest me and why some things interest me. I understood why I feel the way I do, and most importantly, I understood how to handle who I truly am. So my first strategy was to understand who I truly am. So I equally wrote on it, subtitle on the second chapter of my book, first chapter rather, The Team You Are Made Of. I believe that's the team every other person is made of. It made me understand not just myself, but every other person around me. I can always relate to people. Like, most people don't really know which temperament I am, because I have taken a while to understand myself, not just myself, but every other person around me, so I can always blend into each and every one of us. So I did rather tell us we have the melancholy, which is where I fall in. We have the sanguine, we have the choleric and the phlegmatic. All these are category of people you will likely meet every day of the time. So having knowledge on what the temperament entails and how to manage it is the first step I took in emotional mastery and every other understanding, ranging from the how the brain works, how it is wired, and every other thing. Thank you.
Okay. That means you must have read the book Why You Act the Way You Do by Tim LaHaye on temperament. I think that's the second big book I ever read in my life, because I wasn't always a reader before. Okay, thank you. So what special knowledge or research was required to write this book, Be the CEO of Your Emotions?
Okay, your guests are right. I have read the book Why You Act the Way You Do. I know what? I didn't read it just once. Yeah, it's a book that made me understand who truly I am, though it's not the first book I read on temperament. The other one, I can't really recall the title, but it's more like a memo. It's not really that much like Why You Act the Way You Do. And also, I've read The Spirit Control Temperament. The special knowledge or research that's contributed to the success of the book, where I read from a whole lot of people, because, you know, writing on something, an experience, writing based on your experience only is not really going to go far. It's not really going to convince people enough. They'll be like, of course you're talking about yourself. You are Ella. I'm not Ella. I am me. But I when I was kind of losing it, it's more like I've written all the inspiration, and as it came to me, I have to run to my best friend, the Holy Spirit. I was like, please help me. I don't really know what else to write down here, but I know there is more to this book. So he gave me an insight to read from other people, more psychologists, ministers that have written on emotion, like Andrew Womack, Joyce Meyer, T.D. Jakes, Chris Oyakhilome, and every other person, every other renowned writer. But these are the core ones I read from. And Mel Robbins, she's a wonderful psychologist. I read from them. But one thing I couldn't find myself do was to copy them. I just understood some of the concepts discussed in the book. Then I understood how to put it down. Those things that were running into my head, I wasn't so sure how to put them down. I understood how to go about it. And I would say it's a special knowledge, and it's part of the research. That's how I was able to put out the book. Thank you.
Well, the Holy Spirit is your best friend. That's a beautiful take home. Okay, thank you very much for that answer. How does your faith and ethical outlook inform your writing? Yes, how your faith and ethical outlook inform your writing.
All right, thank you so much for recognizing my daily rubricant and my best friend, the Holy Spirit. He's a wonderful person to me. My outlook as regards to my writing revolves around my faith, more like it cannot be separated. They work hand in hand. Even when I am not so intentional about writing, when I have not known where I'm headed to, my writing have always been focused on morals, values, and upholding the kingdom of God. It is something I am beginning to understand, that it's not based on what I want to do. It is what God wants me to do. So my faith have always been the inspiration, the core reason why I am writing. Because there are a lot of things it has to my writing. There are a lot of helps. There are a lot of contribution it has done to my writing. Thank you.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. So the next thing here says, how does your what life experience shaped you to write this book? I feel you've already answered that when I asked you if you've ever had any emotional disorder, but I feel you can still expatiate more on the life experience that shaped you to writing Be the CEO of Your Emotions.
All right, thank you, Lovett. An experience that shaped my life into writing this book is, first of all, the childhood ailment. I had a twin brother, but he died. But far more than that, I never had intentions of being a writer, in as much as right from when I was still a kid, I loved scribbling one or two things on a book, even when I don't know what I was writing. I never intended to be a writer, but God handed me, he placed me in that field, and I am not regretting any of it, rather. So one of the experiences that shaped me into writing this book is also an experience I had with the Holy Spirit. On that 10th day of August, my life took another dimension. It's not really something I can go into details now, but maybe in the future I am going to tell the world how it all started and how I actually started the whole thing. But right now, it is my childhood experience, past relationship, death of my mom, and of course an experience with the Holy Spirit and what he spoke to me. Thank you.
Wonderful. I love the fact that you always make reference to the Holy Spirit. So do you prefer writing in silence, or you prefer writing with music? Because some people actually see music is their muse for writing, so they prefer writing when the music is turned on loud. So what type of music do you prefer, if at all you like writing with music?
Okay, thank you. Music is one of my hobby. I love singing and I love listening to music. But when it comes to writing, except I am searching for an inspiration, I don't listen to music when I'm writing. But I can listen to music when I'm reading. So, and mainly when I'm reading and I need the music, I usually listen to those music that doesn't have vocals, like there is nobody singing in the background, it's just the instrument playing, keyboard to be precise. I prefer those ones. But as regards to writing, I don't really like listening to music while writing. I prefer to write in a very quiet environment, probably a garden, a room. And I would prefer when I am alone. I don't want to have, even if the person next to me will be quiet, I prefer I am left alone. I do better when I am left alone. And the toilet is always the best place to do that. Most times I write in the toilet.
Oh, that's beautiful. You love singing. Can you please sing us a very short song, given that it's just a chorus? We would love to hear your beautiful voice. Thank you.
All right. It's a pleasure. It's an honor as well. So I did sing a verse from one of my best songs. It's titled "You Covered Me" by Dr. A.R. Veyron and Co. All right, it goes like this. I don't wanna sing the letter song. I don't wanna park a letter crowd. I just wanna make you smile. I don't care who thinks I'm right or wrong. I don't care who tries to calm me down. I just wanna praise you now. You covered me in the midst of it all. You loved me, you gave me another chance. You saw my need when others saw my wrong. You forgave me. Sorry, in my life, Jesus, be glorified. Oh, in my life, Jesus, be glorified. You got the glory, you got the praise. Please take the honor. I've come back to say thank you. You got the glory, Father, you got the praise. Please take the honor. I've come back to say thank you. All right, it's a very lengthy one, but I just picked the first verse and sang the chorus. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. You covered me. Oh, Jesus, please cover Nigeria at this moment. We need you now more than ever. Amen. And yes, I can actually relate with your toilet experience. Most times I get my inspiration from the toilet. Like, the major inspirations I get is from the toilet. Maybe it's because when you are in the toilet, you are alone, the air is cool, you tend to think deep. So it's relatable for most writers to get inspiration from the toilet. That's actually beautiful. So what is the message in your book that you hope your readers will grasp? Like, be the CEO of your emotion. What is the take-home message, the focal point of the book that you want your readers to grasp?
Amen. God protect Nigeria. That's actually a freestyle. Yeah. So the toilet experience, I'm so glad I'm not the only one in the struggle, or rather in the adventure. I did call it an adventure. It's not really a struggle. So the message I want my readers to grasp in my book is very, very easy. I hope that my audience will understand that emotional mastery is attainable. Like, you can be angry and not react negatively to it. You can be sad, you can be depressed, but there is a way you can manage it. It won't affect your activities, it won't affect people around you, and it won't affect your health, because emotion is likely going to occur. Like, it's not under probability, it must occur. Like, it shows that you are still human, and it's also a gift from God. I usually tell some of my clients that consult me as regards to emotional mastery, emotions are gifts from God. Even God has an emotion. He said he's a jealous God. When he told the Israelites he's angry with them, God is not happy with you, he was speaking through Jeremiah, and every other way God expressed his emotion. Even at Gethsemane, God cried, and Jesus cried, he was like, Father, please take away this from me. He felt emotional, he felt the pain. Even on the cross, he felt the pain. He felt dejected, he felt rejected. So emotions are prone to occur. They are definitely going to occur, but its mastery is attainable. Anybody can manage their emotions within right knowledge, and that is what I did justice to in my book. Disgust, heartbreak, depression, whatever it may be as regards to your emotions, it can be controlled. You can put it under your control. You can decide how to react, you can decide how to talk back, and all this revolves around knowledge. When you understand, and that's what I did in my book, I made whoever that is going to read the book understand what actually happens when you feel this way, when you feel the other way, and what you should do, and why it actually happened, and what you should do whenever you feel that way. Okay, so I believe they are going to grasp the message, and not just understanding it within themselves, they will preach it to the world, because that's the goal. I want a world where that nobody is being weighed down by depression. They rather manage it. I want a world whereby people don't react to anger. They respond to anger, they respond to disgust, they respond to heartbreak, they respond to every jealousy and every other emotion that can be felt. Thank you so much.
So people, our emotional coach master said that emotional mastery is attainable, and you can get angry but not react in an angry manner back to the situation. So it is possible that you gain mastery over your emotions. Yes, it is not gaining emotional mastery, although might be hard, but it's not something that it's impossible with time. If you're intentional about it, like she spoke about intentionality at the beginning of this interview, if you're intentional, emotional mastery is not something that cannot be attainable. So thank you very much. So please, can you tell us how we can connect with you and also purchase your book?
Thank you so much, esteemed lovers of PME. This is a wonderful opportunity to express myself, to do what I love to do. And thank you to you out there who have been listening to me all this while. Thank you so much for listening to me, and I believe you grabbed something. All right, you can reach out to me, you can connect with me on Facebook, on WhatsApp, on Instagram, on Opera News Hub, and LinkedIn with the name Ella Obans, and YouTube also. All my social media platform, you can get me, you can reach out to me with the name Ella Obans, and my email is ellaobans@gmail.com. Also, as regards to my book, how can you get my book? My book is on Amazon. You can always get it there. And maybe if you have any challenge in doing so, please reach out to me. I can give you a directive on how to get it. I can equally ship it to your whatever location you reside in. So I had a wonderful time with you all. Thank you so much. Thank you, love it.
Thank you so much, firstly, for your time and for expressing yourself, for sharing important tips with us. I personally enjoyed this session, and I am sure our listeners also enjoy this. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this and do not take this for granted. And it's my prayer and my hope that your books and the books you're yet to author, well, by the time you release them, by the time you publish them rather, they would go global. And this is just the starting point. There are more grounds to cover, and we believe that you'll shine brighter and brighter. Thank you so much, and thanks everyone for listening. Once again, I am your host, Lovett Okpeyemi.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed today's episode with Ella Urban. She has really spoken a lot about emotions. If you enjoy listening to her, please go and purchase her book on Amazon. You will be doing yourself a greater good, and also you'll be doing me a greater good. So I appreciate you for joining in on today's episode of the Christian Authors Podcast. I do hope we'll see you next time, and you will bookmark this podcast and also subscribe to our website for notifications and so many other beautiful things we are going to release. So thank you very much. We'll sign out with this song, and the title is The Words I Would Say, The Words I Would Say by Sidewalk Prophet. The lyrics of the song, just listen to them quietly and you will enjoy it. You enjoy. I love the word enjoy, because I'm very sure you enjoy it. I love listening to contemporary Christian songs. So don't worry, maybe during the next episode, for those people that know that I am a Nigerian, I will start bringing our local songs. I promise to start looking for local songs and just to make our culture proud. So this song, The Words I Will Say by Sidewalk Prophet, is just talking about emotions and so many other things. That there are things that you want to say to someone, but you haven't been able to say it because you don't know how they will receive it. And it was saying, okay, just be like as if you're talking to God face to face, and just pour out all that you have to say to God. So I do hope you have a lovely time this week, this month. Happy new month. And I hope that you enjoy the peace you deserve. And this month will be a blast. Like, it will be a blast. You have testimonies, and you always stay subscribed to our website. Okay, Victory is signing out, and I wish you the best. Thank you very much. Bye.
Up a pen and a page, and I started writing just what I'd say if we were face to face. I tell you just what you mean to me, tell you these simple truths. Be strong in the Lord and never give up hope. You're gonna do great things, I already know. God's got his hand on you, so don't live life in fear. Forgive and forget, but don't forget why you're here. Take your time and pray. These are the words I would say. You were hurting, and I felt your pain in my heart. I want to tell you that I keep on praying. Love will find you where you are. I know, 'cause I've already been there. So please hear these simple truths. Be strong in the Lord and never give up hope. You're gonna do great things, I already know. God's got his hand on you, so don't live life in fear. Forgive and forget, but don't forget.